This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. We are continuing our studies on the subject of the state of the dead. So I have a question for you. What is hell? Now, the word in the Hebrew Scriptures is Sheol. It is translated grave 31 times, hell 31 times, and pit 3 times. Moses uses the word 7 times. The first 6 are translated grave and pit, and the last occurrence is hell. Now, the translators were extremely biased in the translation of this word. Now, let's show an example by comparing Job 14:13 with Psalm 9:17. In the Job passage, we read, "Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave," that's Sheol. And in the Psalm passage, we read, "The wicked shall be turned into hell," again, that's Sheol. So why did the translators change grave to hell? They are both translations of the Hebrew word Sheol. Try translating it hell in the Job passage, and you will see how absurd the rendering hell is. It was pure bias. The passage in the psalm is literally, "The wicked shall be returned into the grave." See the companion Bible margin. Now, this takes us back to Genesis 3:19, where we read that death is a return to the ground. This kind of playing fast and loose with the Word of God can also be seen in other passages, like Psalm 30 verse 3, where Sheol is translated hell, and in Psalm 16:10, where it's translated grave, and there are many others. When you look at all the references, we will see that Sheol is the grave, not orthodox hell. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9:10, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." Now, why didn't the translators translate grave hell in this passage? Because it would have opened our eyes to the fact that the agony and the torment and the torture of orthodox hell is nothing but a lie. King David said, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." So how can David take a nap in flames of torment? Again, death, that is going to Sheol, is sleep, and the only hope is resurrection or waking up from it. Hosea said this, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction." Now, in this passage, we read about the destruction of Sheol, that is the word grave, or hell. So why did not the Orthodox translators translate it hell in this passage? You know why? Because Orthodox hell will never be destroyed according to them. But in Hosea, Sheol will be destroyed. Now, let's take a look at the English word hell. It comes from the Saxon word hillan, H-I-L-L-A-N, or helan, H-E-L-A-N, which means to hide or to cover. In Old English literature, helling a house meant thatching or covering a house. Even our word helmet is a covering for the head. And the word heal is also a form of the word. A wound is healed or covered over. Now, if we understand this to be the meaning of the word hell, it's okay as a translation. But orthodoxy has changed the meaning of the Hebrew and the English word in order to force it to teach their orthodoxy, a serious offense. So Sheol is described as a terrible evil and never a door to immediate happiness or heaven. It is destruction and corruption. And this proves that the ultimate penalty for sin is death or destruction or perishing, and that the orthodox teaching of eternal conscious torment is a slander against God and a lie. Now finally, we have the word Tophet. It's a name given to the valley of the son of Hinnom outside Jerusalem. Moloch worship was practiced in this place. Jeremiah said, "And they have built high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart." Now notice that the awful torment of Moloch worship only lasted for a few moments, and it's rebuked severely by God. The Lord not only did not command it, but it never came into his heart. So what will the Lord say about the doctrine that is so tenaciously held by millions, that teaches not merely temporary suffering and fire as in Moloch worship, but an eternal Tophet where the victims writhe and scream in pain in never-ending flame? What's God going to say about that? Will not the Lord rebuke orthodoxy for attributing this awful torture chamber to God? And by the way, Tophet is called Gehenna in the New Testament, and it never changed its location when we get to the New Testament. So in conclusion, the witness of the Old Testament is that the wages of sin is death. And remember this, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.